Look, unfortunately, the negotiations have stalled. We've put some what we think are very generous offers on the table, but unfortunately, it hasn't come to fruition. So we are implementing a lockout in terms of those staff who are taking action will now be locked out of coming to work. What's been happening is that the staff have been undertaking protected industrial action, and they're quite within their rights to do so. But what that has meant is they've come to work, but they haven't been undertaking their normal duties. So, and now it's got to a point where the community is now not getting the services that they need. Some of our staff that are doing some of the work, there's safety issues. So we need to protect them. And what that means is that if anybody who wants to continue with their protected industrial action will be locked out of our Noosa Council premises. We're not entitled to know who are union members, but we believe it's about 20% of our staff that have been taking this action. But it has had a significant effect, as I said, and it's time now that we take some action because, you know, we need to deliver the services for our community. They're paying for it, and we want to make sure that we can deliver that service and make sure we provide for the safety and convenience of our community members. It's not taken lightly. It's a big decision. It's not something that we've ever done before. But unfortunately, it is something that has happened across a number of councils during the negotiations with the certified agreements. The unions that we're dealing with have basically put us in this position now that we need to take this action. And unfortunately, I've had to make the decision to do it. We're mostly funded by community rates, and it isn't a bottomless pit. And we need to make sure that, you know, we look after and assist people in their, you know, it's a cost of living crisis. We know that. So we're trying to assist there. But we've also got to be cognizant of the sustainability of the organisation and the future of our organisation. So we can't just be willy-nilly. We have to work within the bounds that we've got. We believe we've put a very substantial package in front of them. It's, you know, 13.5%, 14% over the next 3 years, which we believe is a substantial increase, plus other elements of the package that we believe is substantial and maintains the sustainability of Noosa Council.